This is Akashvani and the news read by Aditi Lumba. The 19 G20 summit came to an end with President Lula da Silva handing over the presidency to President Cyril Ramaphosa with the hope to evaluate the work and hold responsibility of doing better and continue building a just and sustainable world. In his closing address for the G20 Leaders Summit, President Lula talked about various initiatives taken under Brazil's presidency, the launching of Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, and starting an unprecedented debate on taxing, also bringing climate change on the agenda of finance ministries and central banks and approving the first multilateral document on the bioeconomy, issuing a call to action for reforms that make global governance more effective and representative, and engaging in a dialogue with society through the G20 social, launching a roadmap to make multilateral development banks effective and giving African countries a voice in the debate on debt, the establishing of the Women's Empowerment Working Group and proposing an 18 Sustainable Development Goal to promote racial equality, the continuing commitment to tripling global renewable energy capacity by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a meeting with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, on the sidelines of G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the talks focused on how to deepen relationships in pharmaceuticals, technology, space and more. He said India's ties with Chile are getting stronger across various sectors. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that Ayurveda gaining popularity in Chile. He said this is also a sector where ties can gain momentum. The Prime Minister also had a meeting with President of Argentina, Javier Milei, during which both the leaders talked about enhancing ties in energy, defence, production, trade and culture. Mr. Modi said India cherishes the close friendship with Argentina. He said India-Argentina strategic partnership marks 5 years, adding immense vibrancy to bilateral relations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a newly constructed lake and public park in Sheila, Ahmedabad, in the presence of Padma Bhushan awardee Rajnikant Shroff yesterday. Developed at an estimated cost of Rs. 21 crore, the project aims to enhance the ecological and recreational infrastructure of the area. As part of the inaugural event, Mr. Shah toured the public park and participated in a tree planting ceremony at the lake. The project underscores the importance of sustainable urban development and green spaces in improving the quality of life for citizens. Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation will organize a brainstorming session on the treatment of public distribution system, PDS, items in household consumption, expenditure survey and consumer price index CPI compilation today in New Delhi. In a statement, the organization said that the objective of this brainstorming is to explore potential enhancements in CPI compilation methodologies by re-evaluating current methodologies to ensure robustness and resilience of the new CPI series. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin today in Goa. The grand event will continue till 28th of this month. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant yesterday visited Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium to oversee the preparations. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Sawant said all preparations have been completed and the inaugural ceremony will be held today at 4 p.m. Talking to Akashvani News, Secretary Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju said, many new things have been added to this year's IFFI and it is dedicated to young filmmakers. He said 100 young talents will show creativity in creative minds of tomorrow's platform. Mr. Jaju said over 400 films from 100 countries will be shown this year. Around 1,000 new general coaches will be added to more than 370 trains by the end of this month to ensure smooth travel for the passengers. Talking to the media in New Delhi yesterday, Executive Director of Information Publicity in Railways Board Dilip Kumar said that the Railways has decided to add these new coaches in all the important trains. And that is the end of this news bulletin.